لا إله إلا الله، لا إله إلا الله، محمد رسول الله، علي ولي الله.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. استغفر الله. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الذي كان موجودا قبل حدوث الأشياء ويبقى بعد فناء الأشياء، تفرد بالأولية والقدم، ووسم كل شيء ما عداه بالفناء والعدم، كما قال عز شأنه: كل شيء هالك إلا وجهه، وكل نفس ذائقة الموت، وقال: كل من عليها فان، ويبقى وجه ربك ذو الجلال والإكرام، سبحان من لا يخفى عليه اختلاف النيات، ولا يعزب عنه معاصي العباد في الخلوات. نشهد أن لا إله إلا هو الملك الذي لا ينازع في ملكه، ولا يضاد في حكمه، يعذب من يشاء بما يشاء كيف يشاء، ويرحم من يشاء كيف يشاء بما يشاء كيف يشاء. ونشهد أن محمدا سيد المرسلين وخير المبشرين والمنذرين، صلى الله عليه وآله الهداة المهديين. من ركب سفينتهم نجا واهتدى، ومن تخلف عنها ضل فغرق وهوى. أوصيكم عباد الله بالاعتصام بالتقوى، فإنه حبل متين وعروة وثقى. I advise myself and you all, brothers and sisters, to fear Allah and repent for our sins. May Allah forgive us and guide us. This is day of Shahadat of Imam Ali ibn al-Husayn Zain al-Abidin alayhi salatu wa salam. The Imam who, followed by the tragic events of Karbala and the Qiyam of Tawwabin, the vacuum that had been caused in the Muslim society and the lack of leadership and the oppression, continued oppression of Bani Umayyah, Imam alayhi salam lived a life of resistance, a life of awakening, that he was a means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provided for Islam to continue and survive, and this ship of Islam to sail through the storm. It was the worst storm in the history of Islam that led to the tragic events of Karbala. And the awareness that Imam alayhi salam caused, that brought to the society as a result of history of Ashura, the event of Ashura and the propagation by Sayyida Zainab Kubra Salamullah alayha Allahumma salam Nana Muhammad Imam. The Imam brought to light the issue of Imamat in all the du'as that you read, the what you have from Imam, everything. You look at how Imam alayhi salam brings to light the subject of Imamat. That what should an Imam be like? What should the qualities be like? And then being there and attracting the attention of Muslim masses to himself, in contrast with the oppression of the Amawiyin, right? That led to the poisoning of the Imam. They saw there is no other way for them, despite the atrocities committed by them, for them to legitimize the rule, except to put an end to the life of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam. We seek the shafa'at of Imam on this day, and we seek Allah's mercy and rahmat in the name of the Imam. Allah will enlighten us with the same knowledge that Imam gifted us with. I would like to talk about a hadith that Ibn Fahd al-Hilli has brought in Uddatul Da'i, about the acceptance of amal, that there are so many layers that the amal have to go through until they receive the qubul from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes we think we have done a good action, so that should suffice. A lot of people become proud of their good actions because they do their good actions. And so there's a whole range of niyat, and in terms of the quality of action and the different conditions surrounding a good action, then a good action may or may not be accepted. So this hadith, Ma'ad ibn Jabal reports from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And he reports that the Holy Prophet said, before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the heavens, before He created the seven heavens, He created an angel as a guardian for each of those heavens. And that angel glorifies Allah with his praise. And there is also a gatekeeper for each level of the heaven. So whatever good actions you and I do, there are these angels that are writing them down. And then they carry these amal into the heaven towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Naturally, when we say these things, it is not real distance in terms of the space between us and Allah. There is no such thing. But these words have ta'wilat, and these are tamthilat for us, so that we can understand that what are the levels of amal, right, in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So amal are recorded, actions are recorded, and then taken towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the first heaven, when these amal they enter, naturally on the face of it the action looks very good. Let's say reaching out to a relative or performing salat or giving charity, right? On the face of it, the action is a very good action. But the angel who is guarding the door of the first heaven, first sky, he says, I am the angel of ghibat. And this person, alongside this one good action, had tons of ghibat on his record. He was constantly backbiting people. So throw this action on his face. This cannot be accepted. Another day, good actions from another person were brought to the second heaven. That means he was not a person involved in ghibat. So it crossed the first level into the second heaven, second sky. And when it got there, the angel said, stop, this action cannot enter the second heaven. Because with this action he was intending worldly things. He was seeking dunya with this good action. Dunya of any kind. Name amongst people, money, right? Some place in the society. He was seeking those things, worldly rewards. He was seeking worldly benefits from this, with this good action. Not the benefits of akhirat. So this was not allowed to enter. But another day, a person's good actions were brought to the third sky. And those were sadaqat and salawat. But these good actions, which seemed very nice, the angel said, halt, throw these actions on his face. Because he acted with kibr and showed kibr in gatherings. Showed superiority. He considered himself better than other people. Better. He was showing arrogance, pride and arrogance. Kibr means showing pride and arrogance towards other people. Another day, bright actions like stars that included tasbih, fasting, hajj, and other good actions, they were brought to the fourth sky. And the angel said, halt, wait, throw this action back on his face. So this is an action which has already cleared three skies and it's reached the fourth one, and the angel said, go back and throw it on his face, because he felt good about himself. He had ujub in his heart. He thought he is such a good man, such great person, that he has done this good action. Allah has prohibited acceptance of such an action, which makes a person feel, you know, himself highly, look at him very highly, think highly of himself. Another day, some good actions of a person brought up, and they passed through four skies, and they were brought to the fifth one, that include jihad and sadaqah, bayna salawat, salatain. That means even between all the prayers, he was involved in acts of goodness between the times of salawat. And the angel said, halt. He was involved in hasad, in jealousy. Throw these actions on his face. He was jealous of those who knew more and obeyed Allah. And whenever saw another doing more, he engaged in more. He was competing with other people. And see, there are times when you are competing in a good way. As-sabiqoon, as-sabiqoon. Everyone, you know, you look at another person, you draw an inspiration from the good actions or knowledge of another person. But there is a time when you want the other person not to have the place, and seeking ill, having ill intentions for the person who is doing good, and want to bring him down. So want to bring yourself up, al-iyadu billah, at the expense of the other person. That is hasad. He will carry on his neck, while these actions will curse him. Five skies. Another day, the actions, you see, the quality of these actions is getting higher and higher. And the problem is deeper and deeper. The sixth sky, the action was brought there, and the angel who was standing at the door for the sixth sky, he said, I am in charge of mercy. Throw this action on his face and take the light of his eyes away, the inner eyes, since he had no mercy on anyone. Whenever someone got into trouble for bad actions due to his sins, he would blame him, criticize him, and say he got into trouble because of these bad things, and criticize others. He was quick to criticize others for what happened to them, right? And he was very slow in finding his own defects. I will try to make it short. Next, another day, action cleared all these levels and was brought to the seventh sky. And these actions included fiqh and ijtihad, knowledge. We are talking about a person who is of great caliber, who has reached a place in knowledge. Perhaps you could say in today's language, a mujtahid, or allama, or someone, something like that, you see. And his actions come like lightning. Ra'ad, you know, like lightning they pass through these heavens. 3,000 angels accompany these actions. And they were rejected on the seventh sky. Why? He was seeking closeness with Muluk and Umara. This person, despite all his knowledge, his efforts, all his prayers, all the good things he was doing, he had in his heart some soft corner for the Taghut. He thought that by doing all this, he might cozy up with the rulers, with the tyrant rulers, find himself next to them, gain some their pleasure. And also remembrance among people. He thought he'll be remembered in a good way by people. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants khalis actions, sincere actions. Does not want anything to pollute the action. The noble guardians carry the action another day. When the action clears all these stages, even the seven heavens are crossed. Bring the actions up with delight for the salat and sawm and hajj and umrah and akhlaq and the sukut, timely sukut of the person. And dhikr kathir, the Quran says, wadhkurullaha dhikran kathira. And he was also a person of dhikr kathir. Angels of the skies and those seven angels accompany these actions. Accompanied them to pass the hijab. All the hijab that were there, he passed through them. And they stand in the presence of Allah all witnessing the du'as and a'mal of this person. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, فَيَقُولُ اللَّهُ أَنْتُمْ حَفَظَتُ عَمَلِ عَبْدِهَا. You are the ones who write down the actions of my servants. وَأَنَا رَقِيبٌ عَلَى مَا فِي نَفْسِهِ عَلَيْهِ. And I am the one who is watching, right, upon watching his soul. Because the angels cannot look at our souls. Angels write down what we do. They're not allowed by Allah to see what is in the soul of a person. That is Allah who knows what is in the hearts of people, not the angels. وَأَنَا رَقِيبٌ عَلَى مَا فِي نَفْسِهِ عَلَيْهِ وَلَمْ يَرِدْنِي بِهَذَا الْعَمَلْ عَلَيْهِ لَعْنَتِ. He did not seek me for these actions. My curse, my la'nat be. La'nat means he's away from my rahmat. Rahmat khas say, you know. Again, a person may achieve najat and all that. We are talking about qabool, which is different from najat. Qabool could mean, for example, a person is forgiven, receives shafa'at, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses him with paradise, different levels which has itself. But we are talking about taqarrub ilallah. We are not talking about darajat of jannat. First, for an action, for a person's action and effort to be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, more is required than just a good action. Angels also condemn him when Allah condemns him. When he heard this Ma'ad ibn Jabal, he started crying. Thumma baka Ma'ad. He started crying because he thought that action, he thought much less would be okay. When he cried and he said, قُلْتُ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهُ مَا أَعْمَلْ. Ya Rasulullah, what should I do then? The Holy Prophet said, اِقْتَدِ بِنَبِيِّكَ يَا مَعَاذْ فِي الْيَقِينِ. Ma'ath, you should follow your Nabi, your Prophet, in conviction and yaqeen. Follow your Prophet in yaqeen. قَالَ قُلْتُ إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ رَسُولُ اللَّهُ وَأَنَا مَعَاذُ بْنِ جَبَلُ. Rasulullah, how can I follow you in your yaqeen? And you are the Messenger of Allah, and I am just Ma'ad ibn Jabal. قَالَ وَإِنْ كَانَ فِي أَمَلِكَ تَقْصِيرٌ. Even if there is defect in your action, follow the nur of your Prophet. Follow the guidance and the yaqeen of your Prophet. يَا مَعَاذْ فَقْتَ عَلِسْ. And then Prophet gave him some small things to do. He said, يَا مَعَاذْ فَقْتَ لِسَانَكَ عَنْ إِخْوَانِكَ. Close your mouth from your brothers. Don't talk about them. وَعَنْ حَمَلَةِ الْقُرْآنِ. And don't talk about those who carry Qur'an in their hearts and in their minds. They have knowledge of Qur'an. Do not speak about them. وَلْتَكُنْ ذُنُوبُكَ عَلَيْكَ. And your sins should be on yourself. لَا تُحَمِّلْهَا عَلَىٰ إِخْوَانِكَ. Do not blame your sins on your brothers. وَلَا تُزَكِّ نَفْسَكَ بِالتَّذْمِيمِ إِخْوَانِكَ. Do not try to purify yourself by condemning other people. وَلَا تَرْفَعُ نَفْسَكَ بِوَضْءِ إِخْوَانِكَ. Do not try to elevate yourself by bringing down your brothers and sisters. وَلَا تُرَأْ بِعَمَلِكَ. Do not show off, do not pretend with the actions you do, do not try to earn a name for yourself. وَلَا تَدْخُلْ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا فِي الْآخِرَةِ. Do not try to seek akhirah through the dunya. That means some people who think that if I have lots of this dunya, I will have lots of akhirat. That means if I am a wealthy person in this world, it automatically translates into elevated ranks in akhirat. It is not correlated. وَلَا تُفَحِّشْ فِي مَجْلِسِكَ. Do not badmouth in your gatherings. When you sit with people, do not badmouth. لِكَيْ يَحْذَرُوكَ بِسُوءِ خُلْقِكَ. People may be, moving away from you because of your bad tongue. وَلَا تُنَاجِ مَعَ رَجُلٍ وَعِنْدَكَ آخَرٍ. Do not secretly talk to one person when there are other people sitting with you. Like for example, if there are people speaking one language, we talk to another language, another person with another language, and others are watching and don't understand. Ignoring the others and talking to one person. وَلَا تَتَعَذَّمْ عَلَى النَّاسِ فَيَقْتَ عَنْكَ خَيْرَاتُ الدُّنْيَا. Do not try to gain azamat and greatness over people because the good things, the khairat of this dunya will move away from you if you try to seek greatness and superiority. وَلَا تُمَزِّقِ النَّاسِ فَتُمَزِّقُكَ كِلَابُ أَهْلِ النَّارِ. Do not chew the people, you know, eat the people. How do you do that? Because if a person is backbiting them, you know, especially in their absence, تُمَزِّقِ النَّاسِ, do not destroy the chew and destroy the image of people, because that's how the dogs of the hellfire will do to you. قَالَ اللَّهُ وَالنَّاشِطَاتِ نَشْطَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, نَاشِطَاتِ نَشْطَ. Do you know what nashitat means? Nashitat means the dogs of the fire of hell. تَنْشُطُ اللَّحْمَ وَالْعَظْمِ. They eat up the flesh and the bones of a person. Naturally, these are actually the niyat of the person, the imprint of the actions in this life that translate into such things, physical things in akhirat. I'm just ending this. Qultu, and Ma'ad said, مَنْ يُتِيقُ هَذَهِ الْخِسَارِ. Ya Rasulullah, who is capable of doing, having all these qualities? And the Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, اللهم صل على محمد. يا معاذ أما إنه يسير على من يسره الله عليه. O معاذ, beware that they are easy for the person whom Allah makes these things easy. If Allah makes these things easy, it will be easy. Seek Allah's help. With tawakkul, with help from Allah, these things will become easy for you. And the Rawi says, ما رأيت معاذا يكثر تلاوة القرآن كما يكثر تلاوة هذا الحديث. Rawi says that after this moment, I never saw Ma'ad reading so much of Quran as he would read so much of this hadith that he used to repeat for himself again and again to remind him of what the Holy Prophet of Allah said about the quality of amal and the amal, how they reach the presence of Allah and are accepted because they meet the conditions for qubuliyat of amal. May Allah forgive us all. In the name of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam and the Holy Prophet of Islam, forgive all those who have passed away. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, wal asri inna al-insana lafi khusr illa alladhina amanu wa amilu s-salihat wa tawasaw bil haqqi wa tawasaw bil sabr. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحليم الكريم غافر الذنب وقابل التوب وهو الغفور الرحيم سبحان من سبقت رحمته غضبه وبسط اليدين من رحمه اللهم صل على سيد المرسلين وشفيع المذنبين نبي محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وعلى إمام المسلمين وقائد الغر المحجلين أمير المؤمنين علي بن أبي طالب صلوات الله عليه وآله اللهم صل وعلى سيدة نساء العالمين وبذأة خاتم المرسلين سيدتنا فاطمة بنت رسول الله صلوات الله عليها وعلى الحسن المجتبى والحسين الشهيد بكربلاء وعلي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي عليهم الصلاة والسلام اللهم صل على مولانا صاحب الزمان ماحي آثار البدع والطغيان هادم بنية الشرك والنفاق صلوات الله وسلامه عليه وعلى آبائه الكرام اللهم عجل فرجه وسهل مخرجه واجعلنا من عوانه وأنصاره أما بعد أوصيكم عباد الله ونفسي بتقوى الله اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. We should all remember Imam Sajjad, and I found this account in the Maqtal, and it is very heartbreaking And everything about Karbala is heartbreaking. That when all the companions of Sayyid al-Shuhada were killed and he was left alone, no helper and no one to come to help him, and he started looking right and left in the Maqtal. He came out alone, Sayyid al-Shuhada, and he started, أَخَذَ يَجُولُ بِنَظَرِهِ يَمِينًا وَشِمَالًا عَلَّهُ يَجِدْ أَنصَارًا وَعْوَى. Maybe he would find some helpers. فَلَمْ يَرَى. He did not see except أَجْسَامًا مُجَزَّرًا, except bodies that were torn. He saw corpses around him. وَمُدَرَّجَةً كَالْأَضَاحِي. All like sacrificial animals who had been slain. They were all lying there with arrows and lances and blood all around. And dust had covered them. And the heat of the sun was burning those bodies. And he called his family and his companions Ansar. Of course, one might think that he will, you know, make a dua or something or talk to his family. No, Imam al-Islam turned to the same companions. And Imam al-Islam said, Ya Muslim ibn Aqil. Oh Muslim ibn Aqil. Oh Hani ibn Urwa. Wa ya Habib ibn Madhair. Wa ya Zuhair ibn al-Qain. وَيَا يَزِيدَ ابْنَ مُحَاصِرٍ وَيَا فُلَان وَيَا فُلَان. Started calling them each by name. His ashab who had been slain and killed, Imam is remembering them and calling them and talking to them, calling their names and saying, يَا أَبْطَالَ الصَّفَا. You are the great warriors. يَا فُرْسَانَ الْهَيْجَا. مَا لِي أُنَادِيكُمْ فَلَا تَسْمَعُونَ. How is it that I'm calling your names and you are not listening? وَأَدْعُوكُمْ فَلَا تُجِيبُونَ. How is it that I call you for help and you are not responding to me? أَنْتُمْ نِيَامٌ أَرْجُوكُمْ تَنْتَبِهُونَ. What happened? Are you sleeping? أَمْ حَالَتْ مَوَدَّتُكُمْ عَنْ إِمَامٍ. Or that your condition with respect to your Imam has changed. That means your loyalties have changed. What has happened? هَذِهِ نِسَاءُ الرَّسُولِ. These are the family members, these are the women of the Prophet's household. Because of losing you, their cries have gone up. They're crying, the children have, their cries have gone up. Al-Atash. They're in tears because they don't see anyone to help them anymore. فَقُومُوا عَنْ نَوْمَتِكُمْ. Leave your sleep and stand up. وَدْفَعُوَنْ حُرَمِ الرَّسُولِ أَتْتُغَامَ الْلِعَامِ. Protect the family of your Prophet and remove the dangers of these arrogant people, these evil people. That Imam said, وَلَكِنْ سَرَعَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ رَيْبُ الْمَنُونَ. Death has come to you. You have given your lives for your Imam. That is why you are not answering. And if you could, you could have definitely come without any wasting any time, without showing any weakness. You would have come to help your Imam. It is not possible that you will hear my call and you would not respond to me. فَإِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. When he said that, فَاسْتُمَّ صَاحَ بِأَعْلَى صَوْتِهِ, with his loud voice, Imam al-Islam said, هَلْ بِنْ ذَابٍ أَنْ حَرَمِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ. Is there anyone to help the family of the Prophet? هَلْ مِنْ مُوَحِّدٍ يَخَافُ اللَّهُ فِينَا. Any monotheist who fears Allah regarding us? هَلْ مِنْ مُغِيثٍ يَرْجُ اللَّهُ فِي إِغَاثَتِنَا. Anyone who is seeking the favors of Allah by helping us? When this voice was heard, فَلَمَّا سَمِعَ زَيْنُ الْعَابِدِينَ السَّجَّادَ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ. When this last call of Imam was heard by Zayn al-Abidin, اِسْتَغَاثَةَ أَبِيهِ نَهَذَا يَتَوَكَّهُ عَلَى عَسَلْ. He forced himself to get up in his illness and he found an asa and he had a sword in his hand which he could not carry, so it was rubbing against the ground. لِأَنَّهُ مَرِيد لَا يَسْتَطِيعُ الْحَرَكَةِ فَقَالَ الْحُسَيْنِ لِأُخْتِهِ أُمِّ كُلْثُومِ. Imam turned when he saw his son coming out of the tent. He turned towards Umm Kulthum and said, اِحْبِسِهِ لِأَلَّا تَخْلُوا الْأَرْضُ مِنْ نَسْلِ آلِ مُحَمَّدٍ. Hold him back so that the earth does not become empty of the offspring of the family of Prophet and the Holy Prophet of Islam. And they returned, she returned the Imam to his bed. And that bed was also taken away from the Imam when they attacked the camps. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive our sins. Brothers and sisters, very short in only 4 or 5 minutes. I know there's a lot of events to cover, but there are important occasions we have to address. Well, one important thing is the nuclear deal between Iran and the United States. You see that two parties are really upset with this deal. First is Israel, obviously. The second party which is really upset with this deal is the Saudi Arabia. These are really, really upset with this deal. Now, it seems that their interests have converged. The interests of Israel and Saudi Arabia have converged at this time. With relation to Iran, they are the same. They both have made an enemy out of Iran. And second, with the Islamic awakening in the Muslim world and the effort in Egypt to try to establish some sort of Islamic rule, they all came together to bring it down. Naturally, they had their own problems. They also have to be blamed for some of that. But they all converged, and Saudi Arabia, Saudi government is closely involved in the killing happening in Egypt. And the other thing where the Saudi and Israeli interests have converged is the fitna among the Muslim Ummah. That is the form of Salafis and Sufyanis that are trying to divide, create a rift between Shia and Sunni. They're trying to create infighting within Islam so they can benefit from it. In this you will see that both of these. And such deal naturally upsets them very much. It kind of shows that the growing rise of, you know, the voice of revolution in the Muslim world, especially the awareness, especially the place that Allah has granted to the Shia of Ali Muhammad alayhi salam today. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. No power today can easily take sides anymore. It's very hard to be seen in public to stand against the Shia population. It's not an easy choice to make. Allah help and make the zuhur of Imam close. Another event of Yom Hussein is coming up. We appreciate all those who are working hard. Our volunteers going around in the masajid, inviting people and announcing, making announcements. May Allah reward their efforts and encourage you all to bring your friends and neighbors and whoever you know. Any Muslim or anyone who would want to know about Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam. Well, just a little word about Friday, they call it Black Friday. Well, we think all Fridays are bright and white, they are never dark, but black, there's no Black Friday. And it's a day of Eid for all of us. And may Allah bless us all on a Friday. The day of Thanksgiving is a good idea overall. But we believe that, as Islam says, every day is the day of Thanksgiving. After every salat, you put your head and say, Shukran Lillah. Right? Every day you wake up and you say, oh Allah, I thank you. Thank your parents. Thank the people who have done good to you. And be thankful towards each other. Right? Allah and parents, these are the first to be thanked for the blessings that we have. Well, unfortunately, Thanksgiving is more like less of a Thanksgiving day than a turkey day, actually. It's more about talking about turkeys and how to cook them and all that. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala create more awareness and guidance among all people. And all those who have passed away, may Allah forgive them. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Iza ja'a nasrullahi wal-fath. Wa ra'ayta an-nasa yadkhuluna fi dinillahi afwaja. Fasabbih bihamdi rabbika wa astaghfirhu innahu kana tawwaba.